All right, welcome back to Mythbusters, up to myth number 146. Learning today is sponsored by Rona Feldman in memory of her father, Menachem and Shalom, by Frances Gaz in memory of her mother, Tzipora Chana Bas Natan, by Lyndon Leib Kaufman in memory of Linda's mother, Chaim Miriam Bas Rav Avimelech, and by Elliot Stigman in memory of his father, Yonah Aaron Ben David, and also the Ilay Nishmas, the 6 million Kedoshim who perished in the Holocaust that we are commemorating today on Yom HaShoah. Tehei Nishmas and Tzirub Tzirah Chaim. Okay, a question that came up recently, comes up really every Omer, is can one go to the movie theater during Sfiras HaOmer? All right, obvious rabbinic disclaimer you have to put in, assuming this is a movie, you know, one should be watching at all. You got to put that in there, and whatever one's theory of opinion on going to movie theaters in general. But within that, is there an added layer when it comes to the Yemei HaSfira? Okay, so Rav Schechter quotes that this is actually a machlokes between the Rav and the Rav's brother of Aaron Soloveitchik. The Rav said that one should not go to the movie theater during the Yemei HaSfira, in as much as he considered the Yemei HaSfira to be a time period of avelus, of mourning. And this is a type of public entertainment, enjoyment, that someone during the Yud Beis Chodesh should not be partaking in, and therefore during the Sfira we should not be doing either. He then quoted, however, the Rav's brother of Aaron Soloveitchik argued and thought that, again, there are a number of things that are usher for an Avel to do, but this category that we're describing right now is what the Shulchan Aruch describes in Tav Tzadi Aleph in Yoredeya as Simchas Mereyas, the type of a joyous friendship type of enjoyment. That is what an Avel should be avoiding. And the Nosik Kelim, they say to go to a gathering, a social gathering with food and eating and drinking. That's a Simchas Mereyas, and it's that category of Simcha that an Avel should refrain from doing. So says Rav Aaron, that applies to a lot of things. He doesn't think it applies to going to the movies. When you go to the movie, that's not, there's no Reyes element. That's not a social event. Granted, people probably usually go with other people to the movies, not necessarily by themselves, but you're not talking to those people. It doesn't enhance your experience if it's a packed movie theater per se, because that's not what it's about. It's kind of like reading a book just on the screen. It's a personal experience that isn't inherently impacted by the camaraderie of the group going or the people in the movie theater. Therefore, this wouldn't qualify as Simchas Mereyas, and therefore would not be usher because of the Yemei HaSfira. Again, notwithstanding whatever, you know, whatever the movie is, but inherently to go to a theater to watch a film is not a violation. That is a machlokes, Rav Schechter says, that existed between the Rav, who is Machmir, and his brother of Aaron, who is Mekel. Should note that there are others who are Mekel. Just if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, and I've quoted in the past, we did last year, we did something on music during Sfira. At the very beginning of Mythbusters, we did making a Shechiyona during Sfira. Many do hold that this is not a formal period of Avelus. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, he only lists, the Mechaber lists two things which are Aser in Aruch Chaim Tav Tzadi Gimel because of the time period we're in, and that is one, Shaloli sa isha, you shouldn't get married. Two, Shaloli histapa, you shouldn't get a haircut or shaving. You know, that goes together. The Mishnah Brura adds in playing instruments and dancing. We'll call that music. So those are the three things that really appear in the daf of the Shulchan Aruch. Weddings, cutting the hair, and musical instruments slash dancing that are usher. Does that mean that it's inherently a period of avelus? I mean, there's a lot more things that usually think about what is we refrain from during the 9 days. Meat, wine, bathing, laundry, clean clothing, all these things. That's what avelus is. That's not listed here by the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, so as I said at the beginning, the Rav still thinks that the Shulchan Aruch wasn't giving an exhaustive list here. It was an indication by giving a couple of examples that this is a time period of avelus, and thus we treat it like avelus in general. In this form of entertainment, all these types of entertainment we should refrain from doing. There are other poskim who, based on the simple read of the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah, think that this isn't a period of avelus. Yes, the 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva did die during this time period, but in the Torah and the Chumash, it's obviously Sfiras HaOmer is its own entity. It's a Chol HaMoed, says the Ramban, between Pesach and Shavuos. This sad, terribly tragic thing did occur, and we do commemorate it, and there are certain things that we refrain from doing, but whatever makes a list is me'ikar adin aser. Everything else, whatever the minhag is, and if our community doesn't have a minhag per se of not doing X or Y, then we don't have to refrain from doing that. So there's definitely room to be makel. The Tzitz Eliezer definitely has a lashon of, you know, we don't need to start adding isturim that don't exist. When he was asked about doing certain things during the Omer, me'ikar adin is really just these three things that I quoted before. So like many things during the Omer, different minhagim, different approaches, you know, everybody should certainly consider the fact that it still is a tragic time period, considering the death of Rebbe Akiva's students, and we certainly should be cognizant of that in whatever personal way we could note that difference is certainly going to be appropriate. But as far as the opinions, like I said, Rav Schechter quotes this as a machlokas between two great gedolim, Rav Yosef Dov Halevi Soloveitchik and his brother Rav Aaron Soloveitchik. Others seem to be more makel based on others I also saw said, again, not everybody's such a fan of going to the movies, but a lot of the answers you come across, like if you go to the movies in general, it's not really any different during Sfira. One other point that people point out is that what about music? So in as much as one should avoid music during Sfira, go back to my old Mythbuster and that, as opposed to a cappella, there's music in the movies. But that's, they say, is background music. That's not the reason you're going. It's like going to the mall and shopping. There's music, you know, played in the hallway. So I can't go to the mall? No, because I'm going to shop. I'm not going to listen to the music. So here, too, you're going to watch the movie, not to hear the music. Unless it's a musical, then, you know, that's obviously a different story. But those are some of the opinions regarding going to the movies during Sfira.